Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show at Dad 22. I am Bruce Allen, and I am broadcasting to you today from Boston. Yes, the iconic city of Boston, where they held the marathon 1 year after the disastrous bombing that took place a year ago. It was just held this past Monday. I arrived on Tuesday. Of course, it is now Thursday. And yesterday, I got the pleasure of experiencing an iconic American tradition, a big Boston tradition, which is I went to Fenway Park, which is celebrating, I believe, its 100th, that's a century anniversary. It was pretty exciting. It was also pretty cold. I brought my son, who graciously agreed to go with me. He has no interest in any sports. And then proceeded just to sit there sullenly and listen to music. But he went with me, so I can't really complain. And we were freezing, so we did not stay too long. We stayed about half the game. The Boston was leading 4-0, eventually won it 5-1. We did see some action of sorts from afar. But mostly for me, it was just the place and the enthusiasm and the people. I put up a short video on my YouTube channel, which is called Dad's POV. That's the channel. It'll be on my website in the next week or two as well. It's called Fenway Park, an American Icon. So anyway, I have jumped right into it. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of things, as we always do. But the column that I wrote this week, which appears, of course, in the Santa Barbara News Press every Tuesday, is called Would You Sign a Life Contract? And the article basically postulates, if you could sign a contract, call it with the devil or call it with God, depends on how you want to look at it, or whomever you could sign it with, that would guarantee you a healthy life up to a certain age, let's say 65, let's say 70, let's say 875. Let's not go much beyond that, because I think if somebody guaranteed you a full healthy life till 80, 85, or 90, just about anybody might sign that. But let's say it's just a little shy of what you might hope to reach. But you're guaranteed no pain, no suffering, but you will die on your 70th birthday. Would you sign such a contract? It's a very interesting idea. Obviously, it is only speculative in the sense that I doubt, at least in my lifetime, there will be the ability to mark or guarantee or target the exact day on which a human being might die, but would you want that choice? So we will be talking about that probably primarily with Pastor Drew Sams, because I think the whole idea of long life, afterlife, and all that is really up the realm of Pastor Drew Sams and our segment on spiritual talk. We also have our other regular guests today. Cheryl and Harley LeBond is going to join us by cell phone. It's spring break. So she's somewhere out there enjoying hopefully beautiful spring weather with her two daughters. And Dr. Jennifer Weberman is going to join us, very pregnant, and I'm not sure what she wants to talk about. I know she didn't really want to deal with this life contract thing, but we might talk about the value of college, which is Dad Chat's topic tonight. So let me give you the news since I brought up Dad Chat. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called When is Tax Day? And guess what? Dad goofed up. So go check it out. And tonight at Dad Chat, we are talking about the value of college. And I use the word value very carefully because it has a financial connotation. And of course, it has a deeper connotation of value in enriching the mind, the soul, life experience. And then, of course, the value of is it worth potentially incurring the amount of debt that some people now incur to go to college. I would suggest that it's a very mixed bag nowadays for a variety of reasons that have to do with the absurd expense of college today, which is the highest inflationary item by far among all the major categories that are measured. Number two, a distant second in the last decade, is healthcare. I think I may be wrong, but I think college inflation over the last 10 years is something like 1,000%, and healthcare is like 400%, and everything else is below that.
So when you think in terms of gas being expensive and all the other things you think being expensive over the last 10 years, college tuition far outpaces everything. There's a lot of political and other reasons that has happened. But I think part of it is the fact that there's now a sort of belief, certainly in certain political circles, that everyone should be entitled to go to college. I just don't remember reading that in the Constitution because, you know, I actually studied the Constitution when I went to school, primary school. I don't know that they teach it anymore. I certainly know our president doesn't observe it or follow it, but is college an intrinsic right? I'm not so sure. There's a lot of things that are postulated today as rights, and I'm not sure they all apply. Fairness. Is everybody entitled to have a fair share of the pie? Is income redistribution fair and right? I don't know. Doesn't say anything about you're guaranteed the pursuit and a guarantee of equal pay or equal income or equal wealth in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. We are guaranteed the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not the outcome. And much like the concept about a life contract, would you really want it to be such a level playing field? The lazy bum can get the same benefits as the hardworking, struggling single mom or dad or single person, period, whether or not they're a parent. I sure as heck wouldn't want that any more than I would want to sign a life contract. I think the uncertainty, both good and bad, of what will happen each and every day of my life gives it meaning, gives me a reason to get up and maybe try to do something good in the world, because maybe tomorrow I won't have a chance. So tonight at Dad Chat, we are talking about the value of college. I hope you will join us. Next week, just to give you a heads up, once again, the very, very amazing and quite iconic character in and of himself, Guy Kawasaki, who was originally the chief evangelist, excuse me. He was the chief evangelist, and I think he may have even coined that title, but he was the chief evangelist for Apple. Yes, the Apple. He's a very wealthy, very successful, very articulate man, father of four, I might add, hockey player, and he's joining Dad Chat a week from today. To talk about social media careers, life in social media as a parent, social media and how it'll affect our kids. I'm actually locking down the exact topic with him, and that will be the topic for next week. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Stones for Nelson Mandela, and it's one of the 63 videos I made on my recent trip to Dubai and India and Africa. I went to 13 countries, 21 cities in 38 days. And when we were in Johannesburg, which was near the end of our trip, we visited Nelson Mandela's last home. And there's this very amazing tribute that took place organically outside his home in the form of stones. And if you want to see what it looks like and how it appears to me and my thoughts at the moment when I saw it, just go to my website and go to the I'm Not That Dad drop down menu under Writings Plus. You can find all the videos that are under the I'm Not That Dad in Primatur. I think we have time for a life lesson and then we're going to commercial if we can.
You got to accentuate the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum. Joy. Bring gloom down.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Couples should tell the truth to each other. Have you gone out with another couple after having a fight with your spouse? What if they also had a fight? What would happen? You'd all put on your best behavior and pretend there was nothing wrong. Then you'd all get in your cars, berate your spouse for not being like the other couple. What if you actually shared your issues, discussed your conflict? Wouldn't that be terrific? To know and discuss real problems rather than ignore them? Think about it. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at BruceSalen.com and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.